Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of TFG Radio. Adam here once again. John, once again on his Wheel of Steel, fresh from a stint on reenacting the assault on Guadalcanal.
If you're going to do the jokes, you can't fumble them.
That's true.
If you're going to do it, you can't fumble it. I'll call you on another time.
Oh, my God.
Get good at your wreck, bitch.
He was trying to switch accent mid-sentence.
Nope. I'll call you on it every time.
With his camo helmet.
Nope, you already ruined it. Move on.
No, you ruined it.
Well, yes, nope. I ruined it because you left me the opening to ruin it. Bit's over, done. Move on.
You just want to take this one back from the top.
Was in the show notes?
No.
You don't even have this in the show notes. And you use the wrong effects.
What are you babbling about?
I'm fixing your terrible grammar in the show notes. And how you didn't even have your joke in the show notes, so you shouldn't have done it in the first
place. It's never in the show notes.
Well, maybe
it's
if you, maybe if you wrote it down and didn't do it off the cuff,
John
it would be
just
better.
Wants to move on because he hates this part.
I'm not moving on. I'm actually making this longer.
It's like the same concept, really. You're just doing it from a different angle.
I just flipped it on you.
I mean, it'll be fine once I get Edwin his.
What's that Missy Elliott song?
Pickle helm. See, look at there he goes. And that's why he's talking over. It's okay, John.
Filler bustering is correct, Twitch Village. See? Idiot. Filler bustering.
Yes.
I would do well in the Senate. I would
that. You went with a Missy Elliott reference to get to filler bustering?
No. I did the Missy Elliott reference, and then Twitch Village Idiot did filler bustering.
Oh, okay. I was about to be like, what the
John hell? Isn't corrupt enough to be a politician.
I am not.
Not yet. True. I mean, you don't start that corrupt. You gotta earn it.
Yeah, but John's too old to start.
You know what the other problem is? The other problem is, like, I'm nowhere near bad enough of a person. Like, I'm just not. Like, I'm not even that interesting. If you went through, like, my phone, there's nothing on my phone I need to hide from anybody.
I'm pressing X for doubt.
You can come over to my house, Tom, right now, and I'll live on camera. I will unlock my phone. You can look at anything you want.
You know what? One of these days, I'm going to take you up on that.
You should. We can just do it at the game store next Tuesday. It's fine.
Oh my God.
Just so he can come over.
You can freely scroll through my phone.
No, Tom just wants an excuse to come over and feel like he has friends.
Oh, damn.
That's true.
Dark as fuck, bro.
No, it's fine. Honestly, he's right. The sock puppet has really been waning in conversation. Especially because it turns out he's a freaking Cartesian. It's like, God, moron.
What in the hell's going on around here today?
All I know is that.
This is why we usually don't have all four of us.
Yeah, we are a mess.
We have Danny and Tom added on today.
Hello.
And hopefully Tom's connection will cut out later.
Boo. Boo this man.
But Tom did get new internet.
Yay.
So we'll just jump into it. Today we were blessed with a new FAQ.
I think it's because we're 40K's only Catholic podcast, so, you know.
But
I think all of our tithes and everything else finally paid off.
Which,
it would be interesting if we are the only, like, Catholic podcast. Catholic
40K podcast.
Which we only really realize. It doesn't, don't qualify it. It doesn't matter.
We need to qualify
because
it.
Because any podcast. Okay, wait. Any podcast. I'm going to put the camera on me for a minute. Any podcast.
Oh, yeah.
For a minute?
That is, yeah, it wasn't on me the whole time. Any podcast that's like, we're a Catholic podcast and they're going to discuss Catholic stuff, I guarantee you those people are real Catholics. If you got to broadcast it to the world like that.
I could see if I can get us on EWTN's network.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
I'm honestly a little pissed that you do.
I know about it through protest. Trust me. I'd rather it didn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Today is Saint GW Day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, the feast day of celebrating the death of Iron Hands.
They did save us, I suppose. Sort of.
Well, that's yet to be seen.
You know what?
Space Marine still.
Don't ruin the narrative.
I'm just saying. But for those that don't know, if you have been away from the internet the whole day, or from the phone, or from any contact with the outside world, the FAQ dropped for Space Marines and the Space Marine Codexes supplements, which includes mainly Iron Hands, Imperial Fists, Raven Guard, and the main codex with Ultramarines. John, you want to go through some of the changes since you've been most active about?
I've been the most active?
About talking about it, in meme form anyway.
Well, memes are not, I mean, sure, but I don't really know what I'm talking about. Those are just memes. are we attempting to say that memes are reality?
Heard it here first. They aren't?
No, memes are.
I thought it was the main form of communication. Now
I thought memes were like tantamount to experience, like judging. Like if you knew memes or judged, you didn't have to like.
Run Bro, we are like 2 months past LVO. I no longer know any rules.
Yeah, I try to avoid rules after LVO for a while.
So the combat doctrines thing changed, so that you now have to cycle through. So you start in Devastator, you move to Tactical, and then you're in Assault for the rest of the game. Well, not the rest of the game. It's during the fourth. Oh, yeah, it is the fourth and subsequent battle rounds, right?
Yeah.
It goes Devastator, Tactical, Assault.
Or Devastator, Tactical.
Yeah, you can stay Tactical twice.
Or Tactical
right,
Assault.
Right. So it can go Devastator, Tactical, Assault, or Devastator, Tactical.
Yes.
Got it. And then Assault for the rest of the time.
And you can never go back to Devastator.
So Blood Angels are like, great.
Yes, White Scars and Blood Angels are like, okay. Yeah.
And Fists are like, that kind of sucks. But still, honestly, come on. With that much artillery?
Yeah. They just need that one turn.
I mean, with Fists, probably the best thing about them in general is that they ignore cover. Yes. So
like, I was using Imperial Fist Space Marines allied with my Knights, and that was a good list.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't benefiting from doctrines at all.
I mean, that's the thing, is that this nerf actually just makes it so you'll see Iron Hands and Imperial Fists splashed into other Imperium or Space Marine armies. You just won't see them pure as much, right? Because now there's not a huge benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Let's address Dark Angels real quick. So anybody who's complaining this destroyed Dark Angels, nobody was going to take them to begin with. So stop complaining about Dark Angels, because you weren't playing them anyways. Anybody who was online saying how Dark Angels were going to be great because of Psychic Awakening and because of like the Space Marine stuff was either lying, because they're a lying liar who tells lies, or they were attempting to sell you their Dark Hand Angel Fist Army.
John?
That is led by Azrael.
John?
For reasons passing understanding.
John?
What?
How much cocaine have you had?
Not enough.
But I was stuck at track practice with my kid for a while.
A lot of
you're very hyper today.
No, I just knew I was going to rant about that. I knew.
But today's a good day. What's wrong with that?
It is a good day.
John is excited.
I just don't want John having a heart attack on air because he's overdosed on either cocaine or meth.
I don't think it's
going
to be a heart attack. I think it's going to be a stroke. If I end up dying on stream, it's going to be coronavirus or stroke out.
Oh, if you have coronavirus, we're definitely streaming that. Don't be able to leave the house.
Can I pass coronavirus to animals? So can I just cough on my cat for a whole episode?
There's only one way to find out.
This is real science, you guys.
We're doing this, and we're doing it for science.
This is real science.
Uh-huh.
CFQ and the hard-hitting experiments and studies.
Mm-hmm.
The other things, so you only get the one chance at Devastator Doctrine, so if you kind of flub that might be it for you, depending on the rest of your list.
Well, don't build everything to have to do that, I mean, I guess.
Whatever. Well, now if you're playing like Blood Angels, like you said, Blood Angels, White Scars, mm-hmm. or even Space Wolves, once we see what they have, they might benefit from having the Assault Doctrine later on.
Yeah.
Or by
My Space Wolves are definitely going to be an Assault Doctrine army.
Did the Space Wolves even have the doctrines?
No, they will.
They will once they get updated.
Yeah. Okay. We really trust that?
That they're the only chapter that doesn't
really
have doctrines?
That.
They did it with Blood Angels, and they did it with Dark Angels.
But Blood Angels and Dark Angels are Codex chapters.
Yeah, like, Space Wolves is the most non-compliant.
Do I need to put the meme of Leman Russ wiping his ass with the Codex Astartes?
Technically, Dark Angels aren't Codex compliant.
I did not. I just have that meme.
Of course you do.
I've had that meme for like 10 years. My favorite part of this was that for Adaptive Strategy stratagem, they just said, delete this stratagem.
Oh, my God. That's because that's the first time they've done that.
Yeah, I want them to do that more often. That's hilarious.
Actually, that would be probably solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But that was very,
Now that said, there are for certain factions or certain chapters of Space Marines the ability to switch doctrines for a single unit, like Devastate. Yeah, there is a Devastator doctrine stratagem for a single unit for Iron Hands. I'm assuming there's one for a Fist too.
And but I think Ultramarines have something where they can.
Ultramarines have the actual ability to move their whole army back,
right?
Which is huge because that actually means that like the thing that made Ultramarines good is actually good now.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see a lot more people playing Ultramarines.
Which, you know what, is fine because I think they're actually relatively well balanced. I mean, the thing about them that's insane is Sealed Oath, but I mean, sure, why not? Like, it's one thing of yours that they have super death rolls against. Who cares?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Raven Guard
lost the ability to advance their Centurions.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it. It says excluding a Centurion unit. Yeah. Got it, yeah.
So what that means is we're going to see a ton of Terminators now.
No, you're going to see aggressors.
Yeah, the aggressors would be the go-to option for that.
Although Raven Guard can still deep strike in Centurion, so still good.
Yeah, I mean, it's half, but 6-1, how much?
But the difference there is how much charge bonuses do they have in their book? Do they have any?
I don't know.
They have
for
one.
Jump pack, I think.
Yeah, so the charge is bad. Putting them in deep strike's great, but it's still a 9-inch charge.
It's not so much for the charging, it's the pressure. Like, they come in, they eradicate something with, you know, bolters to clear screen, and then it becomes, what are you going to shoot at? You're going to shoot at this, you know, big-ass unit of Centurions who can transhuman, right? Or you're going to shoot at the aggressors who infiltrated up, or you're going to shoot up whatever, ever, right? It's about forcing kind of like target priority problems. And if you don't kill them, then they just, you know, move up and start.
John says that only charge rerolls.
Okay.
And then Captain Furious says, just sucks we lost adaptive strategy. White Scar Assault Sense will be a thing, says Ray.
Yep.
Yeah, I
agree with Ray on that.
Oh,
any assault-oriented army build gets basically a boost from this.
Yeah.
And White Scars have a ton of ways to boost out-of-reserve charges, so you can actually get the guys in there, and they can ignore Overwatch.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's more White Scars and Ultramarines ultimately we see because of this. All of them, of course, will be painted, you know, black.
Well,
did you see the Warhammer community response?
Oh, we ran out of black chaos spray?
Yeah. So did you guys sell enough Iron Hands? No, we just ran out of black spray paint.
That was classic.
That was pretty good.
To what you were just saying, John, before Iron Hands got their supplement, White Scars and Ultramarines were actually doing pretty well in the tournament, but not ridiculously so.
Right.
Like,
right.
The
best players weren't taking them either.
The best players weren't taking them. Your mother, your brother, your dog, your neighbor across the street weren't taking them. I mean, because part of what made Iron Hands so insane is they were very much a point-and-click army.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I go first and I have half a brain about this game? Okay, I can win, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, so I'm just excited to see what happens in a more balanced Marine with Ultramarines coming back.
Twitch Village Idiot says Impulsor Spam.
Yep, that sure, is going to be a thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, Impulsor Spam was a thing with, what's his name's list at LVO? Rose, Nick Rose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Iron Hands, there was the change to Cogitated Martyrdom, right? Excludes vehicle models.
Excludes vehicles.
So you'll still see.
And you can't double dip on Feel No Pain.
Right.
And you can't stack the,
Damage reduction.
So right. No more half damage and then minus one damage.
I mean, the Leviathan's still gonna be good. It's just not unkillable now. And then.
Yeah. That's why you saw three Leviathan Dreadnoughts on the buy-sell trades like a half hour after the Codex, the Epic Games dropped.
That's like the market. That's like the stock market. When you want those buy-sell trade groups are like the stock market. As soon as something happens, everybody's got to panic and sell everything. Everybody goes, sell, 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 sell.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, a couple months ago it was buy. But you're still going to see Iron Hands listed or Pharos and Intercessors.
That's still good.
That's still good. And they'll still take three Thunderfire cannons. I love the people who are like, oh man, why do people buy Thunderfire cannons? They're like, Thunderfire cannons barely even took a hit.
Yeah.
Like, they only took a hit if you were using them as Imperial Fists. And even then, they're still good. It's a 95-point model that is really good, and you can take three of them very easily.
Yeah, because they didn't touch Tremor Shell.
No.
Nope.
No. And they definitely were aware of that.
You don't need to touch Tremor Shell. It's fine. The only people who don't like that is Orc players, Jeff.
And Disco Lords.
Yeah. And Gene Stealer players.
Nobody plays Tyranids.
Hey.
Said nobody.
That's fair.
You're somebody. Christ. Somebody does, not nobody.
This is all going a lot darker than I wanted.
you started it.
I'm aware. Imperial Fists, what was theirs? I don't think I opened that one.
I don't even think they lost anything. Theirs was just the doctrine adjustment, so they just don't only get to use the Devastator doctrine once, which is usually what all they need.
Yeah, the Imperial Fist supplement's last update was still 11/19.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they
didn't have any problematic stratagems. It was just
they're fine.
You know,
really.
Two damage Thunderfire cannons against vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then now they only could do that on turn one.
Yeah. And I this is the other thing about Thunderfire cannons, like, they hit on a 2+, and you can just throw a captain there, so they reroll once.
And then
you throw a lieutenant for rerolling one to wounds. And it's so super cheap to do that little castle. People complain, oh, Thunderfire cannons are gone. Why did I spend all this money on Thunderfire cannons? Well, first of all, you didn't, because you probably got yours for $5 from China. And second of all, they're still really good. You just don't get that one extra benefit.
Well, see, that's the thing of why. I don't know, Space Marines are still going to be a top-tier army is because they have the cheapest, most effective access to rerolls for both hit and wound, right? Like, it's really easy and cheap to create an effective, highly accurate, highly damaging artillery castle and still have plenty of points left over for other bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Twitch Village just said it's a nice soup detachment, triple Thunderfires. Yeah, you just take the spearhead, three Thunderfire cannons, a captain and a lieutenant, done. Bare bones. You put them in a corner somewhere and they just blast everybody to death.
I mean, it's good.
Yeah, and luckily one of us, Tom, jumped bag wagons right before the FAQ.
Yep. And the best part, the absolute best part, is I have photographic dated evidence proving that I switched armies before this happened.
I can just hear you pushing your glasses up and saying actually through your headphones.
Doesn't matter, Tom. You're still bangwagging because you're Iron Hands.
I don't care. I'll bangwag.
Why do you have to defend it so much if you don't care?
I want you to get it right.
Just lean into it. That's what I did with Iron Hands.
Yeah, just say, I did.
Playing. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm bandwagoning. These are great.
Yeah.
I'm going to play them for a tournament and sell them.
Yeah. Well, honestly, to be fair, the reason I actually did switch is for two reasons. One, because the thought of buying more Space Marines, I just was like, but I already did that and I'd have to buy a whole bunch of new stuff and I just didn't want to go through something I felt like I had done already.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know? So, and then also I was kind of waiting, I was like, oh, I've got some Dark Angels. Maybe I can do something with Dark Angels. And then lo and behold, the rules for Grey Knights, Christmas and birthday all lined up, and I was like, well, I can start a new army. And I really like Grey Knights because I love the updates they got. I love the models. I really do. I love a faction that plays in all the phases.
It didn't hurt that we had been talking about them in chat for days and decided we were going to do it.
Yeah, God.
Yes. Yeah. Most horrible chat.
That's not
horrible. Most chat ever.
At least we're not talking about Tau and Tyranids all the time.
Yeah.
We could. Would you like to?
Tom's done with the Tau.
We could, but those are days where I mute the chat.
Yeah, that's true.
So, John, you're still playing the Grey Knights, right?
Yeah, I'm going to play Carlos is lending me a bunch of his strikes.
Okay.
And then as soon as I can get the Paladins Terminator boxes from Frontline, I'll get those too.
84 years later.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna just bite the bullet and get them at our local store, but they only had two boxes, and I need four. And I'm like, well, I'm not. There's no point in just two.
Oh yeah, four. There is. It's called they take forever to paint. If you.
I got five of them over there, almost done. I only worked on them for 5 minutes.
So for those that are going to Adepticon, just know that the FAQ's in effect.
Yes, there's a meme about that.
Because there's even well, it even falls before their cutoff date, which is March 1st. So
yeah, that was my favorite part. Well, why won't we use this for Adepticon? Because it's the rules, and it's well before the cutoff date. Why are you even asking this question?
It wasn't after list submission, right? So
no.
Okay, you can jump off the bandwagon now.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
take your bandwagon and go home, guys. Jump to something. Jump ship to Tau.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what
Grey Knights are a small army.
Yeah,
spray and silver, get those do some gold, some red, and be done. Wash.
I'm curious to see how the tournament shakes out now with the new FAQ and what's going to happen with the spring FAQ. That
you can't
might
judge
be part
anything
two.
By Adepticon because the missions are so weird.
That well, is the, true.
But that's what
it's
they did.
It's not
that's
a metric for anything. But it's that's not a metric
done.
For anything.
It doesn't matter. It is a metric.
It is not. It is a metric for how is the meta according to these weird ass missions that nobody plays.
They still use it, which is why we got the rule of three.
Okay, but the rule of three was an obvious need from before that. They only realized it because they happened to be there.
And play against it.
And I wasn't memeing about it. I still maintain that my memes did a good job of getting them to do this.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's right. That was the other part of your ego I had to worry about tonight. I was like, there's something.
The first one is the constant.
How did
ego.
You narrow it down to just two things to worry about?
Because I'm simple.
They're both ego related because there's my ego, but unlike you, I'm able to keep it in check.
Ooh, Lord Marshall. Damn, harsh.
He's right, though.
Can we get more memes
normally,
less video of chat?
Normally, the meme screen is bigger, but the aspect ratio of a couple of the – not the aspect ratio. The shape of a couple of the memes made it so that it had to be that shape today. OBS just does it for me automatically. If I can make it bigger, I absolutely would, but I can't change the actual size of it. So the camera of me is bigger. Usually it's a lot smaller. I apologize.
But not really.
Yeah.
You're looking at the man who saved 40K through memes.
God damn it, Danny.
Yes. It's not a lame excuse. I just don't know what I'm doing with OBS because I literally only use it for the show.
That's true. We don't use it for anything.
So I don't bother to learn like how to do cool stuff like overlays.
If we do,
or, like,
if we do battle reports, it's very simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, yeah. So John is doing that. We'll see what happens with Adepticon. For those that don't know, I will be there, but I'll be playing in the team tournament. I think it's the same missions though.
I believe so.
I would assume. Yeah. Why wouldn't there be?
I don't know. Because maybe
they have
extra jank.
Their own weird missions for a team tournament?
From scratch. Maybe. I don't know. I don't question.
You know what we should have done? We should have had Jason on this episode too so we could get another complaint about racism.
I forgot to tell him about that.
Hey, I mean, what happened?
We got to complain about Jason's racism.
Yeah.
Being racist.
Jason's racist comments weren't appreciated last time he was on. We're not lying. We'll forward you the message. We know you're Asian, but the guy probably didn't know.
It wasn't even a message. He posted it on the episode.
He sent it as a message, I thought.
No, it's there. You can find it. Just look at the episode he was on. Nice. He posted it right there.
Nice. It doesn't matter if you're Asian. You can be racist against your own kind. Look at white people.
Well, but see, glasses pushed up. Technically, isn't that bigotry and not racism now?
All right, moving on.
I knew I could kill it with that one. Yes.
I gotta cut this guy's mic off.
I also, the thing is that I make more annoying jokes on John's face because I love the look of, God damn it, whatever. Like, I live for that a little bit, so.
I just boiled that down to you just love the look of John's face.
Yes, that's true.
That's all I heard.
That's why I have a camera in his room. But solely focused on his face.
That's why the picture from the judge's post from Frontline is on poster size in his bedroom on the ceiling.
Oh, God. Yeah. I loved using that photo to trigger people. It was the best.
Goodbye, horses. So we'll see what happens after Adepticon. Do you think – well, John, you guys, do you think it's something that's just part one and that they'll do more stuff after Adepticon?
Yeah, there's going to be their regular April FAQ.
Well, that one actually includes point adjustments.
Yeah, usually. They're going to do that FAQ. I don't know if there will be point adjustments. They might increase the points on Thunderfire Cannons. Who knows?
What are the
Chaplain Dread?
What are the
odds? I don't
think
you need to now, right? Like, a lot of this, that stuff went away. Like, all those people who were like, rah, ban Forge World, rah, rah, rah. Like, yeah. They're bringing back their 4th and 5th edition arguments.
For
reasons passing understanding.
Like I said, it comes down to what we see at Adepticon.
What are the odds that the errata that we saw today was actually intended to be part of the spring FAQ, and they said, you know what, we need to do this early because of Adepticon, because it's the beginning of the year, LVO just happened, let's just get this done. Because
this salty John fucker keeps dragging us online.
Oh my god. I'm sure that's exactly it.
Yeah. I'm almost positive this was the direct result of a lot of pressure from various
people. Online, yeah. Yeah. I think it was a direct result of people being like, fuck this, and like TOs being publicly like, we're going to ban supplements.
Well, look, everyone knows we talked to Reese and we've discussed it, and we've discussed with him how among with the other judges in our chat, how it's affecting or will affect the attendance of their events. Because I know our local one for the Battle for LA has slowed down in the number that signed up compared to last year.
Yes, it has.
It'll be interesting to see if we see an uptick in sales now.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we'll see. That's another factor we'll see hopefully in the near future. But as far as I know, any large tournament...
Don't be ridiculous.
Any large tournament that's happening relatively soon will probably use the FAQ.
That's ridiculous. GW can't see with their own eyes. Everybody knows that. It's ridiculous. Falcon doesn't like
it.
That is a true story. He has
Falcon's very humble.
He would not do well on our podcast.
Who?
Falcon.
I think.
No, he'd be fine. Trust me.
He'd be fine.
Tom would just talk over him.
No, I wouldn't.
But we just wouldn't have Tom on. It's not.
I would sit there quietly like a kid at Thanksgiving at the kids' table. It would be fine.
So moving on. Any other thoughts about the new FAQ or about Marines in general?
No. They're still going to be good.
Yes, they're still going to be good.
Okay, so we all know Iron Hands is going to like not be as good. So what other armies besides? I think like probably Ultramarines will get a boost in terms of usage because all those non-black, like John's old, Silver Marines – we'll probably pivot towards white scars
or
Ultramarines.
Or my current army that's black, but like black and blue and bone colored, because it can be whatever I want.
Yeah, those type of armies.
It even has enough Space Wolf bits that I can pass off as Space Wolves if I need to. A couple
of times. Oh god,
I'm looking at it.
It's hard to hear that from you, Danny, considering your hobby aspect.
Hey, my shit looks like it's supposed to, and not just like carte blanche, like it's whatever the fuck I want to do.
So is mine, bro. The one captain's got a scale shield because he could be a salamander. The other one's got a space wolf shield with the claws on it and stuff. This is too legit to quit.
So I expect to see more Ultramarine armies out there of different colors.
I expect to see white scars. Especially once like Tau kind of circulate back into the meta, now that they're better than Iron Hands, you're going to see white scars with like the Snatch Captain and shit like that to just lock them down and fuck them over turn one.
Yeah. I don't know, because it's easy because most builds, if they only bought what they needed for their Iron Hand army, it could easily pivot to either to Ultramarines.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I did, but the other direction.
Without having to buy more models.
Yeah, you
want
Ultramarines to Iron Hands.
Because it took away Macronus.
Oh, yeah, it did. What's his name, dude? Who's that guy, Tom? Yeah.
Sergeant Cronus?
No, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you made that switch from Ultramarines to Iron Hands once you saw the supplement.
Yeah, well, it was a combination of, here's the Iron Hand rules, plus also Cronus goes away. And I was like, oh man. And it completely, I had to redo my list, and I was like, well, Iron Hands are pretty freaking good now, so...
But did you have to buy more models or new models?
No, not really. You didn't, huh?
Yeah.
No, so I didn't. I kept it exactly the same.
So you can easily make the pivot back to Ultramarines if you wanted to.
I totally could.
I agree with Twitch Village Idiot that I think Chaos will be more rare because of Grey Knights.
At least the Possess Bomb will.
I mean, for when you're smiting and doing an automatic 4 wounds per smite...
Well, there's also I think Grey Knights are going to become a lot more popular Not that I will be good with them, but I think that Grey Knights will be a lot more popular simply because, first off, the missions now, which is another thing I think we're about to talk about,
yes,
is makes them a lot better. For example, you don't get auto Mark for Death against them anymore because Mark for Death works differently now. Also because you're seeing this balance shift away from regular Marines, which means that by default, a lot of factions just get better or more usable. Like someone said Sisters up in the chat, and I think that's true too. I think Sisters get better because you're going to see less and less Marines or Iron Hand Marines.
Okay, well, Tom jumped ahead without any introduction, so let's start talking about the new missions.
I said we would talk about later. We were talking about armies getting better now. I didn't get into any specifics.
So
stop getting them all riled up.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, let's pray for baby Jesus.
Sweet 8 ounce, 6 ounces. Baby Jesus.
So updated today, essentially, is basically the final form. I think it's the final form.
This isn't even my final form.
Of the ITC missions. And if you haven't been following along, we did a beta test, which we do every year now. The missions, we kind of change them up. People were complaining that they were kind of stale at this point. Everyone knew what to do. It was kind of, you know, the same thing over and over again. So they wanted to change a few things. And a few things were changed. We, especially among the secondaries, the primaries stayed the same. There were some people that wanted the removal of the Killmore aspect of it.
Yes. I was one of those.
Your thoughts behind that, John?
It was too focused on killing in the first place, plus Killmore is too easy for some armies to get.
Okay.
Like, there's some armies that are just straight up going to get Killmore every time.
Would you replace it with something else? Or?
I would have replaced it with a one design for each mission that was like objective based or something like that. Or just removed it and had only three potential bonuses. Or three potential primaries plus a bonus, four.
Right.
Whatever.
No, it would have been three, because it'd be just hold more and then whatever.
Yeah, three potential primaries plus a bonus. So four. I count the bonus as part of your primary because it's a bonus to the primary. Right?
Right. But the bonus is what – but the primer would be hold and hold more and then the bonus.
Well, I also wanted a primary in one of the missions.
Oh, you wanted a – yeah, you wanted the – but – so you wanted to keep the kill? The kill –
I wanted on one or two of the missions for the primary to be kill more. Or to be –
because I know
to be related to killing more, some of that.
Okay. So because we talked about it in our chat. Oh, man,
there's so many things we talked about. Like people keep asking me questions about this stuff and I'm just like – dude, I don't even know what iteration we're on anymore. Like, hey, why does this work like this? And I'm like, guy, can you show me a screenshot?
You're looking at the version from like 2 hours ago. It's changed five times since then.
Yeah.
But thanks everybody for testing them, first off. You know, all the different TOs and players and tournaments. But we went through a lot for the primaries. In the end, we decided to keep it as Killmore. Part of the reason was because we don't know what's coming down the pipe in the rest of the year.
Whatever could you mean?
Because there's rumors of a new edition, and that could change the way the game is played. Not that we know anything, because we don't, unfortunately.
Can confirm. Adam and John.
If there is a change, then we may have to change what. What the missions are. So we figured just to keep
pure
the primary.
Book missions.
Yeah. So for now, we're just going to keep the primaries the way they are and maybe change them, try to maybe next year, see how they go. Or if there is a new addition, see how much that affects how the game operates and see if we need to change them to update them. So we may look at them again later this year or we may look at them again next year. We won't know till later this year. So we kept the primaries more or less the same. We changed how tabling works, correct?
Let me double check that.
It was tabling and concession are treated the same, essentially.
Okay. And I think you're able to score the bonus now.
Oh, as part of the tabling? Whereas before it was, okay.
Yeah, so I believe it just says you can score any additional objective to increase your final score. So in this case, when before you can you can only score a max of 4 points a turn. You can now, if you're able to score the bonus, you can score the bonus. More importantly, probably, which I kind of skipped, we changed how the deployment is done.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good
which
change.
Which was a big thing for us in terms of just making, trying to mitigate the first turn, alpha strike. So for those that don't know, they've changed it so that there's an attacker and a defender. The attacker is whoever rolls highest when you, on the roll off. Defender then, and the attacker gets to choose to go first or second, I believe.
Whoever wins the roll off gets to choose to be attacker or defender. Goes first. Defender always goes second, but has control over deployment zones and what kind of deployment type you have.
Well, no, we went with the option where it depends what happens. So, if the defender is the winner of the roll, they roll for deployment and they can re-roll the result a single time. If the defender was the loser of the roll, meaning the winner decided to be the attacker and go first, you roll 2d6, re-rolling any duplicates, and then you get to choose either of the two.
Yeah, it gives you more control if you're forced to go second, so you can help mitigate that alpha strike.
The defender also chooses their zone, and the attacker gets to remain in the zone.
Right, and all the missions are all at once. There's no longer no alternating deployment, and there's no longer a siege roll.
Right, which is good.
Which is why we had to give more benefit to the defender, because it just makes going first is so strong, and there's no way to mitigate that with the siege. So we removed it, and it's most people seem to like it. Other people did not like it, but then
everybody's
found that
about everything.
Well, no, what I found is that most people that don't like it didn't play anything but 8th.
Right.
Or no, didn't play anything before 6.
Oh, there you go.
So if you played 3rd through 5th, you were used to going 2nd if you lost the roll to go 1st or 2nd.
I found most people that didn't like it don't play.
No, there are those.
There's also plenty of people who don't like. There's plenty of people don't like it because they're not good enough to go 2nd.
Yeah,
that's really what it comes down to.
I'm really ambivalent to it because I played before where you didn't have a choice anyway.
I'm raising my hand.
So those were changed. You really should look through the document just to see the changes are actually in magenta. So you can see what we changed, especially to the secondaries. We took out, we actually,
that magenta looks
purple
on my screen.
It looks more magenta to me. Huh. But again, I only have one good eye, so.
Oh, I can't edit this one. I was going to highlight it and see what color it says it is. I'm not allowed to edit this one.
So there's been a few changes to the secondaries. John, you had a big hand in this. Do you want to explain how the secondaries are going to go now?
Yeah, so there's two types. There's Seek and Destroy and Maneuver. And you must pick one of each, and then you can pick a third. And then if you choose Old School exists outside of the two types. And basically we've tried to create it so that, like, nothing stacks. You know, except for like Old School.
I think we said only Old School
stacks.
Only
Old School stacks. And stacks meaning like you can't score for two things from one unit or from like one action. So killing a unit can also give you points for something else.
Yeah, so we removed, which ones did we remove? We removed Pick Your Poison.
Kingslayer.
Yes. Kingslayer.
We removed Kingslayer.
We added Born for Greatness.
Sappers.
Sappers. We changed.
I think we changed almost all of them, except for
We changed Big Game Hunter. We didn't change Butcher's Bill at all. Gangbusters got changed. Mark for Death got changed.
Reaper
was changed.
That's probably the bigger change.
Headhunter wasn't changed. Recon was changed originally, right or no?
It's changed to Wholly Within, not just Within.
No, it says partially.
Really? The copy I see says Wholly. But
no,
Recon is just you can now score 2 points on it on turn 2.
Starting
well, right.
behind enemy lines is now Holy Within.
John, what version are you looking at?
I'm looking at the one that he posted in the article today, version 2.1.
They just posted a new
link. I literally clicked the link from the article today.
Right.
So behind enemy lines.
So within the last 10 minutes, they just put up a new one.
Okay, because I opened it like 15 minutes ago.
engineers. Didn't change too much, did it?
Just that you can double score it.
Right, the double score. Sappers is brand new, and we made changes from the beta test version of Sappers. Then the Postman, which is funny. We changed it so that Imperial Knights and Chaos Knights can actually be the Postman.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hilarious. I like that a lot. I love the idea of, like, a castigator running around trying to deliver mail.
God.
I'm going to model a little mailbag on my castigator.
You can give him a hat. You can name him Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Oh. I hate that movie. The novel was really good.
I know.
It was great. Yeah.
The novel was amazing. If you're listening to this and you've only ever seen the movie, which I don't know why you would have, but if you've ever only seen the movie and haven't read the book, read the book. And if you haven't read the book or seen the movie, just read the book and never watch the movie.
That was the time period when he made also Waterworld.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? I liked Waterworld.
Yeah, I enjoyed Waterworld more than The Postman.
Which was a shitty movie, but the I worked on the event at Universal. With the event's a lot better than the movie.
Yo, the show.
Yes.
The show's pretty cool.
We took our kids to Harry Potter World last year, and we saw that, and Edwin, like, loved that.
That means the show has been there about 20 years now.
Yeah.
25 years.
Long time.
Because I helped it get worked on that.
I miss the Miami Vice show.
I do miss the Miami Vice show. Remember, I don't know if you remember when it was the A-Team show before that.
I remember the A-Team show. I don't remember the Miami Vice show.
Miami Vice show was so good.
Miami Vice show was after the A-Team show.
There was a period of time where I did not go to Universal.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be surprised. It's not like Disneyland.
Yeah. It was probably the period of time where they just introduced the annual passes for Disneyland, so my parents got those. When they were like $90 instead of like $1,900 or whatever it is today.
No, Dayton, there was no Airwolf show. Sorry. Airwolf.
There was a helicopter in the Miami Vice show. I can't see why War Dogs
couldn't be a postman. Yeah. It just says Imperial Knights and Chaos Knights can be postmen.
So, yeah, War Dogs are Imperial Knights. So you can make a War Dog.
And
I think Postman was worse than Waterworld.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Sure.
The movie, yeah.
I like Dennis Hopper's character in Waterworld.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper makes any movie better.
True.
I mean, it was land-based, but it was fine.
Anyway, so we have Postman.
Yeah, that's it for the secondary changes. I like that you have to choose one of each before you can double up.
Right, and they're a lot easier to score, which I think will help a lot of people. It also, like Tom was saying earlier, it also rewards movement a lot more, just in general. Because when I tried some of these and I played against a knight and a gray knight player in one army, and I was playing a static castle army. My army was not built for the new secondaries, and he was just moving all over the place with all the different.
Yeah, that's much better.
12-inch when you can move. The gray knight. So it actually boosts knights and gray knights a bit, and it forces me to add in some type of movement element in my army, or just change army altogether because now I'm building sisters. So
yeah, like a lot of people are complaining. Oh, I went too far towards maneuver, and I'm like, dude. You're like literally the same person who's complaining that it was too focused on kill a week and a half ago.
Like, Danny,
and it's also feedback. It's also though that like killing is still like one of the more consistent ways to win in this game. So
yeah,
because you know you can be like, well, I have to take this maneuver, but if you mostly table your opponent the first two turns because you bring like a bullshit alpha strike list and it works, it's like, well, I guess I have all the time in the world now to move out and go do my little maneuver strategy I had to do.
Danny, was there anything else we changed, especially with the missions, with the main missions?
We readjusted like some of the objectives, how they could put out. I mean, the primary ones didn't change that much, right? Like there wasn't too much of it.
No.
I think Reese wanted to be a little more. Yeah, it was really about keeping the primary more or less what everybody expects, and then really changing up the secondaries.
Yeah.
Any of the new ones that you like the most, Danny?
I mean, I like that you can max out recon on turn three. That's always nice, because when I play my Tyranids, like, I'm really good at getting recon turn one and two, but depending on how much firepower I'm taking, it becomes harder in turn three and four.
Your tank runs out of gas pretty quick sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. John, any particular one you like?
I really like the changes to Gangbusters, and I really like the changes we made to Behind Enemy Lines. I probably will still build to do Engineers, and I'll probably still build to try to do Butcher's Bill every game. Like, that's like my bread and butter.
Right.
Those two have been ones that I've picked for a long time.
Yeah, well, I think Butcher's Bill becomes better too, just in the sense of, with an emphasis a little bit more on board position, that you're going to see more MSU, and yeah, Butcher's Bill's there to make sure you can get good points off MSU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I like the way Reaper was done.
Every 20 wounds, right? Of infantry swarms, bikers, or drone models destroyed.
Well, I just like it that it's wounds as opposed to just models.
Well, but it's wounds of models destroyed.
Right, but like...
So before, you don't accrue it if the model isn't destroyed.
Right, but before, when it was like I would kill an Intercessor or a Grotesque or a Talos, it's just one model.
As opposed to... It was the same as killing a Gaunt.
Right.
Right.
Right. I'm just saying, I think that should be pointed out often, because people are going to get that wrong. It's not 20 wounds.
You may want to bold that destroyed part.
Destroyed.
You may have to bold that destroyed part.
Bold, underline, italicized, and make it 14-point font.
Yes.
Yes.
Just get the memes ready.
I'm not allowed to edit this document, so otherwise I would.
Not yet.
Well, the one we're allowed to edit is the other one. The draft.
Tom, since you didn't have any input in this whatsoever.
Yes, thank you.
What are your thoughts in general?
That's not entirely true. He helps test, like everybody else.
I know, but I mean, you know what I mean.
What he's saying is that I'm a turd.
I was trying to be nice.
As the fourth wheel on a tricycle.
As the special replacement spare that no one talks about.
Yeah. As the rusted training wheel that won't come off.
Christ. Jesus, this is savage.
What are your thoughts, especially about this? Well, about the deployment, no seas, secondary, all that.
Very briefly, Gnosis, I think it's a good thing. I had to warm up to it at first, but also I think it narrows play down a bit. It makes it more streamlined. It makes it so you can play the game, and going into it, you don't have a chance to bitch about, oh, I got cheesed on. Like, I think someone in some podcast somewhere that John didn't listen to said something along the lines of, good players don't care about Seas because they prepare for it anyway. So now Seas being gone, people should actually rejoice because the game has gotten easier to play around. The multiple deployment thing I love.
What podcast was that? It sounds like a terrible one.
I don't know. It might have been behind a paywall, and I found it on Pirate Bay or something. I don't know. It's just...
Pirate Bay.
Oh my god, that'd be so
good.
Do the paywalled ones get Pirate Bay? That'd be so awesome.
You know what? I'm still not gonna listen
because I wasn't gonna listen even if it's free. But I think it'd be hilarious.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd get on that. So the multiple deployment options I like, because I feel like every time I play a game I roll Vanguard, and I feel like I've never been on a table where I wanted Vanguard. So I like the ability to be able to choose. I think that adds some tactical flexibility. I think if anything, we're going to find towards the end of the season, people want to go second.
I think being able to choose the map is really strong.
I think so too. I absolutely do. And so that'll be huge. Mission wise, Big Game Hunter, I think it was, where they made it so it doesn't affect vehicles or monsters. Is that right?
No.
What am I thinking of? Gangbusters. There we go.
Oh, right.
I'm using the completely wrong
vehicle
word.
Swarms or monsters.
So that's really good for, well, my first thought, dumb brain, was like Sentinels. And I was like, who runs Sentinels? But who cares?
They're great engineers.
Yeah, that's true. They're great engineers. And, you know what? Sure, Sentinels. But also, funny enough, the first thing I thought of with that rule was Drukhari. Because there are several Drukhari units which are just gangbuster fodder for days. And most of them have the monster or vehicle keyword. Like, I think Pain Engines are one of those. I think another one is
the Talos, right? Is what you're thinking of?
Yeah, the Talos. There's another one I feel like is on there.
Weren't Venom? No, Venom's a good one.
Venoms are vehicles, but they only have six, they have 6 wounds.
Right.
Right.
And you couldn't take them before, you couldn't take gangbusters against them before, I think, right?
No, because they're a vehicle unit. So
yeah, right. Not to mention, but this is why I remember I said big game hunter, because it's earn 1 point for every 10 cumulative wounds dealt to enemy vehicles or monsters or Titanics. Yeah. So that kind of made it like the old, like the Titan Slayers rule. So now it's like, oh sweet, I can bring my Venom Span, because now I don't have to worry about, oh, he popped a Venom, I'm good. It's just, well, guess what? If I've got vehicles, I've got vehicles. Who cares? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
That's why Titan Slayer was removed. And
yeah.
Because Big Game Hunter kind of replaced that.
And finally, the last thing I do is I like that we have a secondary called the Postman. Because I feel like that's like a B-side Iron Maiden track reference that I'm not getting. But also the fact that we have maneuver secondaries and kill secondaries, and that you have to kind of balance that act. You could have 2 of 1 and 3. So now the gameplay becomes more towards maneuverability. And so along the lines of like, oh, White Scars are going to be dope. Well, maybe also White Scars are extremely maneuverable. So like there are factions that have maneuverability that don't get rewarded for that. And I think we're going to see a lot of that now, just kind of very simply looking at it.
Right. I agree with
that. So you think there's going to be a lot more variety in terms of units taken than before?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And well, yeah, we were playing Grey Knights, and I was just reminded during my RTT that I can't remember the unit name now, but they have the little fins on their backpack so they can move 12 inches all of a sudden. I forgot what the name was.
Interceptors or something like that.
It's a Grey Knight. It's a Grey Knight. It's a troop choice, I think.
Oh. Well, there's Terminators.
The Grey Knights with the things on their backs are the Interceptors.
Interceptors, yeah.
And they're fast attack. They're not fast attack.
Okay, yeah. So I was surprised at that because no one ever brings those. So it's just like, what are these things and why are they moving so fast? It's scary. So I'm like Tom's playing Grey Knights for the season right now. For the first half of the season, I'm playing Sisters of Battle because that's what I'm taking to Adepticon. John, you're going with the Grey Knights also, right?
Yeah, I want to.
Unless Space Wolves come.
Unless something cool as Space Wolves come, or unless I want to just continue playing Space Marines and Knights. I think I am going to play Grey Knights, though. Grey Knights really look fun to me. There's a question of whether or not I'm going to be able to play at...
Things?
Yeah, Barry Open is questionable and because of the weekend that it is.
Yeah.
Even though I got the ticket. And then also Battle for LA, whether or not I can play is questionable. Because that ended up being the same weekend that Eve has her ballet thing.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They put that on the calendar, so.
So I know this company. They do really great cardboard stand-up cutouts. And all you have to do is pay somebody like $20 to put your stand up right as she goes on in the back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cause then it's like an 80s movie and then she'll still have that validation, but then you don't actually have to go. And then he'll tell you and you'll just call Natalie's phone and be like, hey honey, I saw it. It was so great, but I had to run cause dad has work. He's slaying the enemies of the Imperium.
Yeah, sure. I think I can play the March tournament, the RT.
Okay.
So I'm going to make sure. I think I should be able to get the Grey Knights from Carlos and get anything fixed on those and then my own, what I need to add to it, done so that I can play the Grey Knights at the March RTT.
Okay. I'm hoping to play that one.
I'm hoping to have my sister's built by then. Maybe not, and maybe primed, but not fully painted.
No, you can still play them anyways.
Oh, I know. I need to practice. George is saying that he thinks that they made an error in the engineers, because that one line it says they need to both control the same objective, then it says later that they can hold two different objectives.
I think they both have to hold different objectives, right?
To earn the 2 points.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's where the communication issue is.
Right. And one has to be outside your deployment zone.
George, you should post that on the FLG posts that Reese put up today about the missions being finalized, because that's where he'll look for the feedback.
Yeah.
So he'll look at it there and then fix whatever needs to be fixed.
Yeah, so go there and Reese will see it and take care of it. To earn the 2 points.
Yeah.
Danny, I know you have, we tried out your Elysian drop troop flying circus.
Yeah, I'll probably take that. Right now it's on the calendar. I get to go to the March RTT, so I'll probably take that because it's more or less done.
So all of us might be there?
That would be cool.
Yeah, shocking. Yeah.
I think that'll be the first time in a while.
Yeah, I think so. In a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, there is that curse of the last minute, one of us isn't able to go. So
mm-hmm. This is why I thought
Terminator challenge if people have Terminators for me.
Oh, I have my own Terminators.
Oh, we got it. Okay, so obviously either John or Tom are going to win. But I'm just going to die on my Chaos Terminator Hill, I guess.
I wanted to do Chaos Terminators too. I wanted to do World Eaters.
You have to actually play it to die on that hill. You don't get to die in the hill.
We have a whole year, right? How long is there a cutoff for the Terminator challenge?
Well, I don't know. I
mean, before 9th edition.
Oh, okay, that's different.
That's not a thing.
That's kind of a weird question, considering you're the one who controls the cutoff? Question mark.
He doesn't control anything. He
won the Knights Challenge because he's our feudal lord.
I'm in charge this week because I have the most views on articles at Frontline, so that puts me in charge.
Whatever. Yes.
For this week.
Sure, uh-huh.
And you didn't even make the top five, John, so I don't have no say in this.
Two articles have been filler.
Okay, all I'm hearing is excuses, John.
So what I'm hearing is...
I'm the most well-known 40K judge in the world.
That's fine. You're not, because you don't get enough views on your articles.
Hey-o.
That's not true. That's not has nothing to do with.
There are analytics now that prove that you're not.
No, that's not the type of analytics that would prove most well known.
It's hard hitting facts.
I know John's arguing facts. All right, flat earther. So, as far as I know, it'll be to the end of the year until otherwise. But
it should be until we've all done it.
Well, yeah, but.
Floggings will continue until
morale. Yes.
Flogging should always continue until morale improves.
That's how it is at my work, anyway. So at least I'm going to stick to Chaos. Danny, you going to do the Red Butchers?
Yeah, I'll probably do Red Butchers and maybe like a Black Legion bomb with a Abaddon.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go Black Legion because I already have like 40 Black Legion Terminator bombs.
Yeah, I can just borrow
40.
10 of your Black
you
Legion.
You should definitely bring Possessed Bomb.
They're so not all painted. No, because then I'll take 4 wounds of Smite from fucking.
Yeah, I want you to bring 2 Possessed Bombs, and I'm going to do a grudge match with you round one.
It'll be 2 Possessed Bombs, some Obliterators, and some Demon Engines.
Perfect.
And I'll play 3 Grey Knight armies in my RTT.
All good things. All good things.
Adam, if we play, I promise I'll summon an assassin. Okay. If I forget my models at home, that's not my fault. Just letting you know that, right?
Collusion.
Including with myself.
On your list.
Collusion. Tom must be from Russia.
Well, that was good.
But at least I'm looking. That's what I'm looking at. I'll probably end up trying the Vigilus Detachment, which has really no benefits to the list. Danny is gonna. But other than the Red Butchers, you gonna stick to the Legions? You gonna play Tyranids, or you gonna switch it up during the year?
I'll probably just switch it up because you know, with my kid coming in early May, like I'm not gonna be able to really do anything that fun this season. So I might as well just kind of bullshit and test stuff.
Sure.
Right. So like I'll probably whatever weird jank comes out or whatever we have easy access to models to, I'll probably just test that stuff in the rare times I get to play.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Live your best life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The current league is starting to actually it's only like halfway through.
We're on game three right now.
Yeah. Which means once that's done is when you go to pods, right?
Yeah, then we do pods next three games. Yeah. And then after that, we'll probably do a standard format of like, you know, 5 games and 6 weeks, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Right, where you know all of your games ahead of time. And
I will play in that one.
Well, I'll play in that one simply also because I'll finally actually have the time. Like, I haven't been to the store to play in like a month, I think. I've been there like 5 times to buy paint and glue.
I've been there to drown my sorrows in a bottle of paint.
You're like the mountain man that comes down from the mountain to the general store just to get supplies.
At this point, it feels like it.
I've been that guy, and I am good friends with that guy. And
you've been that guy.
I have. What was it this summer when I was gone? Like, if I wanted to, you know, if I wanted to make a call that wasn't all crackly, I had to drive down to the, I had to drive 20 minutes down the road to the, down the mountain, literally, to the, store that had the best reception.
I remember that too because it would be like all of a sudden your messages would come in bursts. Like you were, like we understood that each new chat bubble was you responding to a different part in the thread. And that was before the Facebook reply button too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh man.
And, yeah, so that's the plan so far anyway. We'll see what happens. Someone's asking when the 8.5 or 9th edition book is coming. We don't know. Most people are assuming the summer.
Yeah, sure, we're not.
Summer
which is when they released 8th edition to begin with.
I think it's not going to be.
AOS 5-year anniversary coming up in summer.
If it comes, I'm not going to recognize it as official.
John, you don't recognize it as official as it is.
Just like Missouri?
Yes.
It's on the same, if they're keeping to the same cycle as Age of Sigmar, this is the third year for the game, and that's when Age of Sigmar came out.
Excuse me, I don't see Age of Sigmar anywhere in our show notes.
I thought you don't read the show notes.
I'm looking at them right now.
I thought you don't read them.
I am the only person currently active on the show notes.
You're a liar.
I'm not a liar. There's no John, Age of Sigmar on here.
When you said that, I thought of like the stereotypical like 8th or 9th grade girl who asks for homework.
I don't know what you're talking about, John. It's right there.
Believe it.
That's fantastic.
John is deleting it as I write it.
Yeah, for those unaware, they're currently deleting and adding to the show notes.
But he hasn't deleted the part that says Adam is better than John, which is fine.
This is fine, whatever. Okay.
Because it's true.
You can say that.
I don't care about things that are lies. I just don't want to talk about Age of Sigmar.
Listen, I have the proof.
You
I
know.
Can show you the proof.
There's no proof. The world is flat.
Well, you know what it is. It's because, Adam, you haven't submitted it to stats. And we all know how much John follows them.
I don't follow anyone.
Until you...
I follow Sepulchre Heroes because they make some great memes.
They do make some pretty great ass memes.
Yeah.
AOS is right next to Star Wars Legions on the show notes, John.
It's fucking right. Nowhere on it. That's right.
It's in hidden. It's hidden mode.
That's great.
Okay. So what are we going on to now? Because I'm done with this.
Other news, Battle for LA is still in April if you're in the area and wish to participate. Just look for Battle for Los Angeles in, Best Coast Pairings and sign up.
It's a Facebook page.
It's at a local school that one of our club mates, teaches at, and it's not John because John's not helpful that way.
They would not let us do that, so. It's not a matter of me being helpful or not. It's used for events all weekend long, so there's no way.
I'm going with that narrative. That's much more positive narrative.
Well, like every time we go, like, we'll go down there every other Saturday or something, and I swear to God, there's every Saturday.
Yeah, every Saturday.
And now you're cutting out.
He is.
Oh, I am. Damn it.
No, every Saturday there's weddings, funerals, there's all kinds of stuff. There's no way.
Oh yeah, because the school we're having it at is not a religious school.
Right. There's no services.
There's no Sunday services or Saturday services.
It's not one of the Emperor's Schola.
Speaking of which, I got my ashes yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to distribute ashes yesterday.
See? And that's why John's our Super Catholic of the Week.
I'm going to win that one every time because I had to go to Mass on Tuesdays for
school. I don't know.
And Sundays because Natalie sings.
Tom is in Latin.
That doesn't matter. He doesn't go.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Do you, Tom?
Well, we go every other Sunday.
Every other? See?
Mm-hmm. See? Oh my God, Tom.
I'm there every Tuesday and almost every Sunday. Twice.
Twice on Sunday?
To be fair, you only go on Tuesday because it's part of your job.
but I'm a Eucharistic minister.
Which blows my mind, and I don't even want to talk about that.
At least not live on air.
Yep.
At least I know who's doing my final rites.
We can talk about it in chat later.
When I remember reading that and being like, well, that's enough. That's enough chat for me today.
Well, that's enough internet for me today.
I'm going to head out.
I like Twitch Villager's idea where we could start calling John the most famous AOS judge in the world.
That's not going to work.
Oh, it's going to work.
It's not going to work.
Oh, yeah. All I have to do is talk to Pablo.
You're going to fumble it just as badly as you fumbled the opening to the show.
Sure I will.
Them's fighting
fumble
words.
Into greatness.
Yeah.
Don't just stop while you're behind.
Is that what you're going to tell the troops when you reenact Rourke's Drift?
I don't even know what that is. What are you talking about?
Rourke's Drift? Really?
Yeah, what's Rourke's Drift?
Sea lion, sea lion.
God damn it, Danny.
Danny, God damn it, man. I had his Danny. You were like away from the keyboard for like 30 minutes not saying anything, and you come back just to shit on my day.
I mean, I was here the entire time. I was just waiting.
Also, John, I can see your face.
Well, I need to remember to turn that part off when the next time I try to do this. And make sure Danny's on the show.
I know, right? Damn it, Danny.
Sorry, this outcome's funnier to me than sea lion.
This is actually a funnier outcome, yes, I agree with that.
And like the great country of Italy, I'll take whatever ally I can.
Hey, they were right 50% of the time.
I saw a great meme, I forget what it was, but it was like, Italy changes sides on the war against obesity.
Yeah. No, it's coronavirus.
Oh, that's right. It's a coronavirus.
Italy changes size and joins coronavirus.
Oh, my God. All right, John. I don't think there's anything else from the chat.
No. Did we have any questions of the Patreon group?
No, we had a lot of likes, but no questions.
That's fine. You know what? That is exactly how I like our Patreon group to be.
Quiet and submissive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a lot of work is what I was trying to go for, but sure, we can be quite submissive, I guess.
My brother does mention my LeVar Burton story, but I don't think I can tell that on air.
No, I don't think so. Dayton, you can't have your hour back. Too bad.
Nope, that's lost.
Nope, gone. Down the drain, my friend.
We may not get your Twitch subs, but we get your time. Entropy is a bitch.
So for those that join late, I will be at Adepticon this year, playing the team tournament. They care. I'm going to be there early to walk around and look at stuff.
Nobody cares about you going to Adepticon.
Dear
Radio ASMR hour, nobody cares.
For those that missed the early... the start of the show.
This fucking show, we should just not publish this one.
Oh no, this one's going up.
John, the creepiest thing about that is that you lower your head down under the camera and pull it back up.
Well, I had to go to the microphone.
Yeah, but sure. That, it just freaked me out a little bit.
Your hot dog shaped microphone.
Y'all need Jesus.
John has it. That's
I heard
the
twice this week. I'm going to have him three times.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I would contend that getting more Jesus does not automatically make you a better person.
Well, it definitely does not.
As someone who studied that, the answer is correct. You're right.
Oh, God. Okay.
That was good.
We're terrible. This is a terrible show.
It really is.
We really should not have the four of us on at once.
I just got a letter from the diocese email. It says we're podcast. So we're screwed.
You know what? Dayton makes a good point. How come no tournament champs thank Jesus?
That's okay. Yeah.
Oof. Do we want to open this can of worms or do we not?
No, we don't. No, we don't. We'll just leave it at that.
Great pondering questions.
Something to think about until we get back on air. Discuss.
Lord Marshall, he said champs. He said champs.
Nice.
Although Lois is a reflection of John's, does prove John's statement.
What are you talking about?
The statement you just made about people having Jesus and not being good people.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was our local guy.
I wasn't even going there, but yeah, I was thinking of our local guy too.
That's another one too.
It's still one of my favorite judging stories of LVO, of like having to like have the come to Jesus talk with him of like how you're behaving, what you're doing, right? It's just not acceptable. You need to stop or I'm going to kick you out. And his defense was, well, see, I don't know about you, but I'm a saved man and I hold the Lord in my heart.
Wow.
And it took everything in me not to crack up laughing.
Well, then you should show it on the tabletop with your behavior.
Yeah, all I could say was, that's good, man. That's great. But
I'm your God. Here.
Twitch Village Idiot says, this hour has been brought to you by the only Catholic 40K podcast.
Oh, man. No, I guess there's another category I can tick off. Or box I could check.
Box I never wanted or thought I would check. Being on a Catholic podcast.
Can we call it the only part-time Catholic podcast?
Only if you want the Pope's rage.
There's other things that have been done for the Pope's rage.
We're going to do something stupid like that as a joke and I'm going to get fired.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we can't. Yeah. Forgot about that. I'm willing to take that risk.
You three will just get excommunicated. I will lose my job.
You can only get excommunicated once. So I'm good.
Right.
Hang on, I'm racking my brain for historical. I'm like, that's definitely
all right. I think we should stop.
We should have stopped 30 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to the end rant, especially.
Yes.
If you happen to catch the beginning of the...
If you stuck with us, I apologize. All this? Thank you.
I apologize.
You guys are great listeners. We still have 16 listeners. Look at that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Let us know how you're doing with the new missions, because I really want to know how it's going for everybody.
Yeah, we want feedback for sure.
We'll talk again in a couple weeks, especially as we get closer. For me, anyway, for Adepticon, and as we get closer to the next tournament for the other guys. John, any final thoughts? Any final 40K thoughts?
No.
Okay.
Better not.
Tom.
Final 40K thought is I'm actually really excited to the meta and what happens with it, because with the Marine reshift, with Grey Knights and Tau all of a sudden getting a little bit of a power up, Guard getting a shadow power up, which I don't know if we've really talked about a whole lot.
We should have talked about it, but we didn't. Oh, well.
We haven't. Yeah. I haven't really looked at the book.
They got some real good shit.
They did, and I think no one's talking about that given everything else that's happening. And
don't
then
worry,
finally,
Brandon Grant will win his first event he goes to with him, and everybody will be like, what?
Yeah, and everyone will freak out again. What do you mean triple main blade?
That's definitely not what it is.
Not what if it is? That'd be insane.
But then also we've got orcs coming out with a new Gazgul and Space Wolves coming out with what we probably believe to be a Primaris Blackmane. So, like, any number of things can happen right now, and it's kind of cool. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Danny, what, your thoughts? 40K thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know. Who cares?
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the new ITC stuff works out with now this, like, sudden change to the meta. So I'll be really curious to see, like, the first kind of standard large term ITC tournament and what it looks like. So not Adepticon, but, you know, like a 80 to 100 plus player tournament using the ITC mission set, right? That's what I'm really, really going to be interested to see what happens.
I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I think there's one or two coming up soon.
Hours
before he said 100 person.
We'll get there.
Okay, I don't want.
We don't want to get there. What are you fucking talking about?
Damn it, Tom. I mean, we don't have Tom on the show.
God damn it, Ricky Bobby, don't you put that on us.
I mean, it was maybe in the show notes, but you guys deleted a whole bunch of it, so you know what? I actually work off script, believe it or not.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Gazgul and what they give him. You already know Makari has a 2+ invulnerable save.
Yeah.
Primaris, again, Primaris, I do have a box of Battle Force, Space Wolf Battle Force, if John wants to buy it.
I also have a bunch of Space Wolves if John wants to acquire them.
We're going to wait and see what the rules do, okay? And then we'll see.
I'm watching John look up and shake his head disapprovingly as we talk about Space Wolves.
Well, because one of his love salamanders was burned harder than the flames they themselves carry. You know, sure. Like, so I could see him.
I'm sure,
you know,
Space
being,
Wolves would be fine.
F's in chats for salamanders.
Yeah. So he's appropriately, given that they're wolves, he's once bitten, twice shy.
Oh, God.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Yep.
All right, everybody, for me, really nothing else than, on that note, good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.